Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time 9:44. A dramatic turn in the race for the White House after weeks of mounting pressure. President Biden dropping out and quickly endorsing his Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, the big question is what happens next? WOKV's Kirsten Garris joins us from Washington. And Kirsten, I know that you are getting ready to head to a hearing, so thank you for taking the time.
Yes, of course. No, a lot of things happening all at once, because actually in the next 10 minutes, there will be a hearing in the House Oversight Committee about the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump that kind of kicked off a couple of weeks of very busy news. But thinking about what happened over the last 24 hours with President Biden officially dropping out of the race, we are now looking at what will happen with the DNC and their rules. So I actually looked into this last week when we were trying to figure out the if and when and what happens from there.
Right.
And essentially, with President Biden dropping out, his delegates are now released because initially he was the only person who was officially qualified to take on the nomination because he had received all those delegates during the primary process. And what people may not realize is that if you voted in the primary, in the Democratic primary, you weren't voting for both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. You were only voting for a presidential nominee singular. So no one has voted for Vice President Kamala Harris. So that is why, you know, when we saw that quick endorsement from the president, he's kind of shutting out any attempt from the party to nominate anyone else. It's like, hey, let's move right along and have the vice president take on this next role. She still has to now get support from the delegates at the convention in Chicago next month. So she will need a majority of their support in order to become the official nominee. And then they will do that same process for the presumptive vice presidential nominee as well. So we are still a long way from figuring out who will be the next presidential nominee for the Democrats, but I will be in Chicago next month, actually, so we'll be following what happens on the ground from here.
Okay, we will look forward to all of that coverage coming up. Good luck on covering the hearing, and I will probably talk with you about that tomorrow.
Exactly. It's going to be a busy week, so send a thoughts and coffee to all your friends on Capitol Hill.
WOKV's Kirsten Garris joining us from Washington, D.C.